imposter syndrome.
Welcome to the 2021 Fresno County High School Senior Prom. I'm Philippa Glass.
Woo-woo! I am Stuart Gargantua, folks. We are kind of letting it loose and letting it all hang out.
Hell yeah.
We're here at the prom, the big prom.
We're at the gymnasium, baby.
Red wine. Right?
Crimson and clover.
Oh, that's really
sweet. Over and over. Usually you say over and over first, but...
Yeah. Well, look, tonight, anything goes. Cheers.
Cheers, my friend.
Cheers, my friend.
We're celebrating.
You might have heard us, I mean, maybe not, because who knows when things are coming out and when things are going, you know? And
who knows?
Who knows? Who cares? But we just did, a couple weeks ago, our graduation, and we, of course, did commentary for that.
Congrats, grads.
Congrats, grads. But now, guys, now we are doing a little bit of a, well, I don't know what you call it, a covert commentary operation. So we are quote unquote chaperoning the senior prom at Fresno County High School.
Volunteers.
It's unofficial. We weren't necessarily picked out of a lineup to come and hang, but we are.
Yeah. All the chaperones are volunteers, technically.
Mm-hmm.
We just happen to volunteer and not here
tell
back.
Anybody. Oh yeah,
and
totally.
We didn't tell anyone.
That's
also
true. Yeah, but we are here. We're here. Hey, look. I'd love to see the papers for people who got volunteers because we're here.
Yeah, where are your papers?
Yeah, show us your papers.
So we're up in the coach's office, up above the gym.
Looking
down on it. Looking down on it.
Guys, it is. I mean, yeah, this is
decked out.
It's decked out. It's really, really decked out. It looks fun. So okay, let's kind of set the scene a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've kind of made clear who we are, why we're here.
Yeah, you know
who
us.
What we're
you
wearing.
Love us. Of course, also, you know, it should be said, that was our 8th annual graduation ceremony. This is the first time we're doing prom.
We've never done this before. Yeah, y'all.
I can already tell it's more fun. There's
oh,
less.
I'm having so much fun.
There's less reading.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and also, yeah, thank goodness we don't have to use the students' first names and last names. We don't even have to do
We can just say
name.
That just, tall one.
Yeah, we can just say our funny little names for all of them, like
exactly.
Chocolate Chip or, you know, whatever it is.
Oh, I hope Chocolate Chip has a date.
He's not here yet.
No. We are early in the night. The night is but a puppy here at prom. a Dalmatian puppy.
Yeah, this is early. So this is, what time is it? It's 6:30.
It's 6:30. Prom technically started at 6.
Yep, but
no one's here.
No one's here, and that's okay. A couple people are here. Teachers are here.
I think Tarantino Quentin is here.
Well, he never left. You know,
celebrating
like
he's
kind of always
night.
Been here. It's his big premiere of his new student film.
Prom
film. It's called Prom.
It's a non-musical version of the musical.
It's a non-musical adaptation. You did a prom. And let's talk about the theme.
Yes.
Wow. Gorgeous. Look.
Gorgeous.
Look.
It's the glitter theme.
It's glitter. The movie Glitter.
Tonight is the theme of the movie Glitter. Put onto prom,
which basically just means glitter.
Yeah.
It's
oh
mostly
my gosh.
Glitter.
And I hear but, the kids are all coming in glitter as well.
Oh, and that's why. So we've had a bit of a backlash from the custodial staff about this theme.
Yeah.
Because they're like, it's going to, and I'm not going to do a voice or anything. Like, I'm not going to like.
No need to.
No, yeah, of course. They're like, there's going to be too much glitter. Like, we're not going to be able to clean up all this overnight. Like, there's school the next, you know, like.
Not school the next day.
No.
But there is their job. They do have to clean that up.
But they come in the weekends, of course.
Of course.
So like for them, it's school.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, absolutely.
Sunday is a janitor's Monday.
School. Yeah, Sunday is janitor school.
That's what they call janitor Monday.
Yeah, and I think, okay. You know, we're also getting a bit of backlash from the Eco Club because glitter is basically tiny plastic.
I'll just say this, the smallest club at the school, just for the record.
Yeah.
So like... Thanks a lot. Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, like, where were you this whole time?
But look, I'll say this. They bought out, the students, the community of students.
Yes.
They bought out the party store.
They bought out the party store.
They bought the glitter supply outright.
And, you know, Small Business Saturday. Small Business Saturday, Janitor Monday.
You know, it all kind of, at the end of the day, it all kind of works out.
Prom Saturday, baby.
Prom Saturday, 6:30.
And, you know, usually prom does happen before graduation, but with COVID, with the, you know, unprecedented times.
Oh, this is late prom, yeah.
Here we are, late prom.
It's late prom. And it was a last minute change. It was a last minute push. So I'm not surprised that no one's here yet, but hopefully people do show up.
Yeah, they had to wait for everybody to get vaccinated.
Yeah, of course. Which everyone got vaccinated this week.
They did. Everybody.
It was a rush job.
I think actually they got, it was a rush job in order to get to prom.
In and out, poke, poke.
Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson. We don't care. There was a bunch. So we found a bunch of leftover Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Warm. Didn't matter.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Johnson & Johnson vaccine, people don't say this, but they don't need to be cold. They don't need to be any temperature. In fact, it goes down easier if it's warm.
Yeah, if it's body temp, it just goes right in.
If it's body temp.
It joins right up with the stream of consciousness.
Consciousness, absolutely. and who do we have? Are you okay? Excuse and it's me. Dusty up here in the coach's
Yeah, oh man. Booth. And a just lot of pollen. I guess,
a lot of what?
Pollen?
Yeah, sure. It's inside. Right?
Yeah, but there's that little window over there.
Oh, that tiny little window. Should we, you want me to close that?
Yeah, go ahead and close the window. Thank you.
No problem.
What were we saying?
So, I don't know. But so, should we talk about who's DJing tonight? Because it's kind of a big deal. It's like a little bit of a
Marshmallow.
Deal. It's DJ Marshmallow.
He's a big guy. I mean,
well,
he's a normal size
yes.
guy.
Oh. Well, we all have, you know, body issue, you know, like it is what it is.
Well, he hides his face with that big old mask.
He does. It's a big.
It's a big old marshmallow.
Big marshmallow mask.
That's real. That's a real guy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking right at him. He's setting
famous.
Up. Okay. I know. Yeah. I mean, I knew. I probably knew.
That was part of the big push for the late prom also was to, you know, when can Marshmallow do it?
When can Marshmallow? Be Marshmallow.
When can Big Marsh come?
I thought I closed that door. I mean, window. Oh my
God. It's stuck in me.
Thank God.
Like a Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to take a quick Johnson & Johnson before the prom gets started?
Just a refresh?
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah, sure.
All right, no problem. Okay. Perfect.
Ow.
Okay, you did it.
Ow.
Perfect. Okay.
Ouch.
Blech. That feels...
Two's better than one?
Weird. Well, yeah, and three's better than two. That's what I've... For the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Pfizer, I mean, great. I'm sorry I don't work on Wall Street. And get the
Wait,
Pfizer.
What'd you call it?
Pfizer? What did it sound like I said?
You said Pfizer, but it's definitely Pfizer.
You're right. I don't... Yeah.
That's
I can't be
so
bothered.
Weird. Why would you not
I'm
pronounce
so
the P?
Sorry.
Okay.
If I got the... Pfizer, I would know how to pronounce it, but I didn't, so I don't.
Would you get Moderna?
Well, Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, right now? That was your first one?
Well, no. I had a Johnson & Johnson after school a couple days ago.
The after school special.
I got an after school Johnson & Johnson.
Congrats.
Thank you so much. Graduates.
I got this other one. It was, I don't remember what it was called. Something like, what was it?
I don't know.
I think it was called Chance?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. No one is talking about it.
What? Okay, but it was legit.
I mean, what but am
where
I?
Did you? Okay, I guess my question is, where'd you go to get it?
Target. I don't know.
Okay, what
I think
was
it was
Target?
Just their, well, yeah, it was Target, but I think it was their brand, like their like the store brand.
Threshold.
Yeah. Up and up, Kirkland.
You got the threshold up and up Kirkland.
Chance.
Does yeah. that mean... It's such a weird name because like you would think it'd be like Chance. You don't want to leave it to Chance if it'll work.
Right, which is why I just did the second, the J&J just
the
J&J. Now.
The J&J, yeah. Okay, well that's good. I feel good. If I feel, if you feel good...
It's chocolate chip.
Oh my God, here he comes.
He's here?
He's the
Look
first
at
one
his
here.
Day.
Oh my God, she's so cute.
Let's call her Snickerdoodle.
Okay, absolutely. Oh, they are really nice. And wow, they're really good. Wow, okay, they are... It's going right to the middle of the dance floor, and they are starting to dance right away. And Marshmallow hasn't even started.
They, yeah, well, I didn't even know Little Chocolate
Oh, they're
chip.
Stretching. Oh, they're stretching.
They're getting
I see,
ready
they're stretching.
For the night. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't know he was a dancer.
Oh, wow. More people are starting to sort of filter in now.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the prom 2021 Fresno High School. Welcome back, folks. Hope this is interesting to listen to after the fact. It's kind of the epitome of you had to be there, but we're here to make it enjoyable for y'all.
I hope it's like a time capsule for them. Like maybe they won't listen to it soon, but maybe in the future they'll be like, oh, let's go back and hear our counselors talk about us at our prom.
Let's go to the library and ask for that. Yeah, the 2021
the tapes.
And we realized what Philippa, you're having a little bit of a breathing issue. We thought it was the dust, but then I noticed you have also, in addition to the dust and the pollen and all this stuff, you have been eating a bunch of the popcorn that is being offered.
It's a kernel.
Yeah, and I think you might have maybe even a couple of kernel kernels. Cluster.
A kernel cluster in my throat.
Cluster, yeah. But you're going to be okay, because this is actually going to be a really fun prom.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, and folks, I mean, since we took our little break, we have a lot of people coming in. We have a lot of kids.
Crowded.
Young adults,
hell.
I should say.
Yes, the young adults.
Yes, and everyone is absolutely wearing a ton of
glitter. You guessed it.
And it's coming, it's kind of already starting to show.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's glitter stuck in my throat. My craw.
Oh my gosh, maybe.
That's what I should have said.
That's what you should have said. My craw. Maybe we can go back and fix it. But maybe it is. Open your mouth. Stick out your tongue. Go, ah.
Is it just gleaming?
There's definitely something in there.
Cool.
And I wouldn't say it smells great, but I can't tell if it's glitter or kernel.
A kernel cluster. Well, it is crowded and we are here. I am spotting a lot of glitter, bedazzled tuxedos.
Sure.
Which I'm digging.
Yes. Sparkly tux.
From the men and the whims.
Yes, of course. The whimsy whims. wow. I mean, all shapes and sizes really came out tonight to the prom. Which
they
is
did.
Great. Which sometimes,
sometimes they don't.
Sometimes not everyone feels comfortable.
Yeah, I think these kids are just desperate for some socializing,
probably,
and for some fucking memories, man.
Fucking
memories,
hey,
man.
Okay. Oh, speaking of memories, we have the photo booth getting set up.
Yeah,
which is very exciting.
Everything's
looks like
kind of last minute tonight.
Well, we did push again. We pushed it pretty last minute.
Yes.
So it was it was a bit of a scramble.
You're right.
I know. I'm just
so
saying,
it's
stressful.
We can't hold that against them.
And it's not our problem.
No, it's not our problem. We were not invited.
We're not going to be cleaning up.
No, we will be drunk by then.
Janitors.
Janitors.
So the photo booth is looking like it's having a little bit of a technical malfunction. Like it's not quite working just yet. They're having a bit of a technical difficulty. They put a little sign.
It looks like there's
paper.
There's
the
kind of a like 2021 Fresno County High prom, but it looks like
cute.
It's kind of like mirror imaged.
It's reversed. Yeah,
I think they thought that like if selfies were being taken,
yeah,
it would flip it. But I think they were wrong.
I think they installed it backwards the other way. Like they went too far. They overcorrected. It
right.
Looks like. So
I think the iPhone already fixed that problem.
Yeah,
and
who's to say?
But
oh.
What a slog.
Hate this.
Photography.
It's cool.
It's what's her name? Shin, the photography girl.
Oh, Shin, yes, of course. Poor girl. She's having a tough time right
she's
now.
She's just trying to get to
she's
NYU.
Very talented. She's what?
She's just trying to get to NYU, along with the Nice Twins.
With the Nice Twins, of course. And there was
the other young man.
Guy, Kanye.
Oh,
West.
Yes. Yeah, he's trying to get to.
He's here. I see him down
there.
Yeah,
you got a party before it. Before summertime.
I don't want to give it away that we're up here necessarily.
No, we should not alert anyone to our presence.
I do feel compelled to be like, yeah, what's up? But like, I shouldn't.
Absolutely. I want attention.
Oh, of course.
But we have to.
But we have a big surprise at the end.
Also, I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to be drinking on campus on school property, but here we are.
No, but they are. Look at that punch. You think
three
that's regular Pilsner's punch?
In.
Yeah.
No, you know some kid poured a little hooch into that punch.
Oh, there's
hooch.
There's some Turner. There's some fucking hooch, dude. Dude.
Some third floor hallway bathroom toilet hooch man.
This is the toilet hooch man.
That sounds like that's a good scary movie idea.
A good what?
Scary movie idea.
The hooch man.
The hooch man.
He like gets you
he
drunk
lives
without
in the toilet.
Your... What?
Huh?
Wait, he what in the toilet?
He lives in the toilet.
Okay. Why?
Because it's a scary movie. That's spooky.
And all of your favorite scary movies take place from it. Like, the villain lives in the toilet.
Well, no, I don't think enough do, and that's why I'm going to write it.
Oh, you're sort of campaigning.
Starting tonight!
We do have a big surprise, me and you, planned for all the students later at the end of the prom. Just so you know, just be aware, listener, that yes. If you're listening to this back, students, prom king, prom queen, if you're listening, we have a big, big surprise planned. I am excited to see who they crown.
Oh, absolutely. Who's gonna crown?
Who's gonna take home the crown?
Well, I have one guess.
Okay. Do you want to say? Or do you want to write it down?
I'll go ahead and write it down.
Okay, I'll write my guess down.
Yes, too. Yes. Okay, do you want to place a bet at all? You a betting man?
Me and you? Of course I'm a betting man.
Oh.
I'll bet. Okay. Now we're getting a little interesting.
And this is for king and queen both?
King and queen both. We have to get both right.
Both alike and dignity?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I will bet, let's see, what do I not really care about? My lawnmower.
So if you lose, I get your more.
My more.
All right. If I lose, you get my desk.
Oh, wow.
My office desk.
Oh.
That's a Cadillac of desks.
It's a nice desk.
I know.
And we do job share, but we have separate desks.
And you've been working from that little cardboard box setup for a while.
I mean, it's been nice for my back, but it's not been nice for like everyone.
Anything else.
Students come in, they sit down. They're like, where do I sit? It's like, sit on the floor. I don't care. I don't got time. You know, like,
you have to sit on the floor. Sit down. Yeah.
I give them a zafu. You know, like I give them a pillow, like whatever.
A zafu. Yeah. Sure.
Depends on who you ask.
And when kids come into my office, I say, do you want the sidecar? off the desk? It is the Cadillac of desks.
The plush sidecar or?
Or do you want my love seat?
Sit on my lap.
Sit on my lap. There's three
options.
That's what
you call the love seat. Okay.
I didn't know you knew.
Of course I know.
That's true.
Of course I know. I'm the only one that knows. If anyone else knew, you'd be kicked out of
Dodge.
Kicked out of Dodge.
It's the Dodge of desks.
Okay, so we wrote down our.
Yes, I've written down my bet.
And I'm betting my mower, you're betting your big desk.
A big old
Your
desk.
Big desk.
All right. Okay. Great. I need a more.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I've driven by your place.
We've gotten a couple calls.
It's a little overgrown.
City.
Really? They have finally called you because what's happening is the grass is so long that it's going down into the sewer grate.
It's like an ingrown hair.
Yes, but it's clogging up. It's so long.
I'm causing the whole neighborhood to flood.
You're causing the neighborhood to
flood. It's embarrassing, and so
it should be.
Did you bring up the mower because of this?
No, that's just something I've been looking to get rid of. It kind of
terrifies
me.
You don't want.
I can't. I make my son do it.
Machete.
I can't do it. I make my son machete do it because I can't do it. I don't love. I don't like it.
Right.
So I'm trying to get rid of it, just to like kind of. I have a bad a bad taste.
How does machete cut the grass?
Well, he doesn't use the mower, I'll tell you that much.
Does he use a machete?
Well, yeah. Why do you think I named him that at birth?
Wow, this goes deeper than I
he
thought.
He came out, fing, fing, fing. Just swabbing away at my poor wife.
Wow, I'm
one of
sorry.
His fingernails was fully grown and way longer than the other ones when he was born. So
Common.
He sort of came out just like slicing and dicing.
Kind of like a Captain Hook.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But a newborn baby.
Out of a vaginal.
Out of a vagina. And her poor
canal.
Her poor pussy.
God, that sounds terrible. I've never heard anything
it's
like
really
that.
It's really difficult. It's actually really difficult. We actually have a really hard
Still,
time.
12 years later.
Yeah, it takes a while for the scars to sort of heal
in
that particular.
And I'm sure they don't really heal the way you want them to.
Not the way I want them to.
Nothing about this is how anyone ever wanted it.
Let's get back to the prom. What do you say?
Yes. Okay. I spy with my little eye.
Let's do it.
A gold bow.
Oh. Let's see. Gold
Who
bow.
Who is it?
Bow, go, bow, go, bow, go, bow, go, bow. Oh, I think I know.
You know the go bow?
I think I know the gold bow. I think.
I spy with my.
I think it's Nancy Drew. I don't want to say that's what I call her. I call her Nancy Drew.
That is fitting.
I know.
That's fitting.
She has her little
Gold bow.
Gold bow.
And it looks like her date.
Oh, yeah.
Also has a little. I can barely see him. Little,
or her.
A little gold bow.
Oh, a very little gold
bow. Gold bow.
Who is that?
What is
that? I think it's. You know what I think it is?
What?
I think it's a little toy. I think it's a little doll.
Oh, it's not a real person.
I think she brought a little doll.
Oh, Nancy.
I think she brought a doll to prom.
Her real name is Nancy Drow.
Yeah, which sucks. Really so we sucks. Renamed it. So she brought a little stinky doll to prom. That's so sad.
It's
she's
sweet.
Sort of wandering around the perimeter looking for a way.
It's kind of dressed up like a. It's like, you know, I think it's one of those My Size Barbies.
Yeah, it's a My Size.
A My Size.
Yeah, it's an absolute My Size.
Okay. Well, I hope someone dances with her tonight, despite of that My Size.
Oh, it looks like it's the classic. The boys are sort of gathering to one end. And this
oh,
is, look,
yeah.
prom in general. Proms in general are very, it's a very binary sort of a traditional
oh, yeah.
setup. So when I say boys, I mean you know.
Men.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny that they're all kind of on the wall when they all came with dates. Like, there's
I
not really a question of who they should dance with.
Right. It's not
kind
really
of a homecoming.
Move. But it's still, hey, you're seeing it as plain as I am.
Hey,
it's still happening.
Plain as day.
So the boys are separating.
They're
going to
on
hug the wall.
And the girls are to the window.
The girl. It's sweaty in here for sure.
For sure. Dripping.
Oh, okay. So now DJ Marshmallow is ready to just lay down some
wow.
beats.
It's loud.
It's very, wow.
It's loud.
It's very loud. It's, wow, that's very loud.
This is kind of a, what do the kids call this? Dubstep or?
Humpy dub, yeah.
Humpy dub?
Sure. Something
cool.
Dubstep. Yeah.
I didn't
electro,
know that.
Electrolytes.
Electronic
something.
Domestic partner.
Partnership.
Music.
Yeah.
DDM.
Absolutely. DDM.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And we know that because we're not that old.
No, it was cool.
I don't think so. Yeah.
When I got into it, and you know, now it's cool that the kids are finally discovering
what
it.
What else happens at a prom?
Oh.
We got the
I mean,
photo booth.
Gonna...
We got the punch that's been spiked. That's
the dancing.
Awesome. They're dancing. They're splitting up. They're coming back together. Nancy Drew.
I see Buccaneers. Buccaneers.
Boutonniers.
Boutonniers.
Oh yeah, let's talk. Let's do a corsage
montage. Corsage montage.
Let's do it. Oh my gosh, let's do a corsage montage. Okay, let's see. Number one, I see. Ooh, purple flower too big for the wrist, weighing her down, dragging it behind her.
Dragging like a ball and chain. Ooh, I see a nice light pink rose. Mm. And everyone's sniffing it. Everyone's just kind of at the chest, at the buzz.
Oh.
Just trying to get a snuff. Interesting.
Is the corsage is for the the woman's chest.
And a boutonniere.
And the boutonniere is for the
wrist. So that's kind of cool that
is
she's
that, right?
that she's
that
wearing that big heavy boutonniere.
Yes, boutonniere.
Because she's kind of, you know,
changing
saying,
it up,
yeah,
switching
saying
it up.
F you,
yes,
to
absolutely.
The roles.
Absolutely, she really is. She's kind of going around.
I said F you to the roles last night at dinner.
Oh, you did? They were bad, rock hard.
No, I was like, fuck you for making me eat you and love you
oh,
so much.
Oh, you love a good roll.
I love rolls.
We're on a roll.
Bless you.
That was a short course off montage, but that's okay because we need to move on to the raffle.
The big raffle, and then obviously the grand finale will be the crowning
king
and
queen
and
our big
moment
surprise.
Where I win your lawnmower.
Yes, well, we'll see. So we have our bet for the king and queen, and then we also have our big surprise that was pre-planned.
And there's the raffle.
I know, I'm just saying we have to keep track.
Right.
Plenty.
We've got a lot to do. And we are four beers in?
I mean, look, I don't even know. I put some of the punch in my Ziploc. One of my thermos, like my big plastic straw that comes out of my backpack. And
oh,
my
your
mouth.
Homemade Camelback.
I don't know, I have a Camelback. I put some punch in there. I don't know if it's spiked or not.
If you put it in there before the kids got here, it probably wasn't.
It's doing something.
Unless a chaperone spiked
it. Well, I spiked
it
a little bit before. So it must be really punched up.
Sick.
Okay, wow, it's the raffle. And of course...
Nothing says prom like a raffle. All these girls in their gowns with nowhere to put a ticket.
All these students... All these students came here with cash and a place to put a raffle ticket.
And all they
and a
wanted,
lot of cash.
All they wanted out of tonight was to win big.
A, was to
a
win
gift
like
basket.
A night.
A night at a local Hilton. And then the big grand prize.
Oh, well, that's actually really huge.
A big desk.
It's a big desk. But it's a big desk.
It's a really big desk.
It's a big, it's a school desk. But it's,
but
it's bigger than any.
And all
huge.
These kids want it for college.
Yeah, because that's what you say. You put, you strap a big desk to your, to the roof of your dad's,
roof of your dad's
Subaru
minivan.
Outback or whatever.
Subaru Outback minivan.
Mm-hmm. And you drive all the way and you show up to first day of college and you're like, well, I actually, I have my own. Thank
I'm from
you.
Fresno.
I am from Fresno County. Hi.
Look at my roof with my big desk.
And there's, you know, there's rumor that there's money hidden in the desk somewhere, but that's not for us to know. Oh, no. I don't know.
Wow.
This school is wild.
Yeah, it really is.
So they're doing a raffle. So I guess what are they going to do? They're going to call out who won.
Absolutely, they are. They're going to pick tickets
they
and
came
call
in
out
and
the
they,
numbers.
Yeah. Okay.
They just call out the numbers, and then you look at your ticket.
Ugh,
I hate,
I can't
see, this
keep
what
track
I
of
hate about raffles. They're calling out 00172 39.
Just call it the last two numbers.
But you're looking at those numbers, but that's the suspense. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, it's me. But it's like everyone thinks that.
The last digit's always different or whatever. Yeah.
And then they're like,
that
six.
Seems like it's happened. A lot of these guys, a lot of these kids on the gymnasium floor are getting pretty upset.
Heated.
Because it looks like there's no, like whoever got the winning ticket is not here anymore.
No one's showing up. They'll just draw another one.
I guess
you gotta be around.
Yeah, you gotta be around. You gotta show up. If you're in the bathroom taking a prom dump, then you better.
A prom poop?
Your prom poop? You better wipe and get back on the floor, babe.
Do not go to the bathroom before they've done the prom raffle.
Yeah, you have
so
to be there for the prom
raffle. Which one is this raffle prize?
What did we say? The desk, a night out in the Hilton.
Oh, a gift basket. This is just
this is the gift basket. Oh, this is the cheap.
Small. It's just some cheese.
Well, you never know. Well, actually, well, but I don't know.
What,
I,
is there cash hidden everywhere?
I don't, maybe, but I don't, I've never gotten, as a counselor, I don't know about you, I've never gotten a gift basket from the county.
From the county?
from the mayor.
From the mayor? I haven't
either.
That's
what it says on the big tag.
A gift basket from the mayor. It
it's
includes
a mayor.
The key to the city. To the county.
The mayor's gift basket.
The mayor
basket.
Of the county.
The mayor of the county. Well, what is it? What would it be?
What do you mean?
Nothing. It's the mayor.
It's the mayor.
Right?
He goes to the prom every year and gives a gift basket.
He's here.
Woo! Mayor Jansen.
Mayor Jansen. Jansen and Jansen. No,
we love your shot.
Wow, here he comes. He's tapping on the mic. Like, is this thing on? Very funny.
Very funny. Oh, he's...
Ha, ha, ha.
He's kind of plugging his new, like, winery.
Ugh.
Ugh.
First of all, I've been to a tasting. I've been to a... I went in there to not buy anything, but to get as many free sips as I could.
Oh, yeah. Of the Jansen wine.
Oh,
it's disgusting.
This wine is garbage.
So that's the gift basket? That's raffle prize.
It looks like there's
one.
Just a ton of... How can it be selling these to high school kids?
That is so messed
that
up.
That is fucked up.
I mean, like... That can't be legal.
He's not selling it. I guess he's just giving it.
It's a gift basket.
It's a gift basket of wine? Of his wine to the kids?
Oh, Jansen.
The mayor?
This is...
How has he not gotten in big trouble for this?
I mean, we're basically reporters right now. This could be...
Oh, we're on the scene.
We're on the scene. We're evidence. We are evidence.
We are evidence.
Perfect. All right, raffle number two, it looks like, is going to one of the nice twins.
Wow. Must be a bummer as a twin to
Must
lose.
Must be nice.
Must be. Okay.
Yeah,
but
totally.
But as one to lose to another, you know.
Yeah.
Why not me? I'm sure the other twin is saying.
It looks like they also brought a set of twins as their dates.
Oh.
Yeah.
Each?
No.
Okay.
Like,
it would
you
be
know,
funny.
Respectively. That would be funny, but that's not what
but
happened.
That's not what happened.
Clearly.
Okay, sure.
Can't you see
that? So the nice twins, yeah. Okay.
So Lucy Nice.
Was that her name?
I don't remember.
Whatever.
If they.
One of them.
Had the name.
Of course they did.
Oh.
It was like she. you know, and darn it. But that's okay. It's not
She's going by Lucy today.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what's important.
And we can't be, like, look, just because you're reading the names off the graduation doesn't mean we know every single in and out.
Just because I'm reading the names off the graduation doesn't mean shit. Wait, what was the second raffle?
It was
Belgium Raffles.
It's a gift card to Belgian Raffles.
Belgium Raffles. No, there was a second raffle.
No, yeah, we said it. Didn't we just say it? No, we just said that the Nice Twins won.
Yeah, but it was the basket and then the...
And then the... No, I remember. It wasn't the dead.
It was the night at the Hilton.
Oh, it's a cruise night at the big
Trick
Hilton.
Question. You're not paying attention.
No. But wow, so one of the pairs of twins won it.
I wonder if they can get like a double bed.
So far, it's been the mayor giving a basket of wine to a kid. Now it's a night in a hotel.
Hell yeah, Bronx.
Hell yeah, Fresno. Fresno, yes.
Hell yeah, prom, baby. Nothing wrong with any of this.
Nothing wrong with prom. Oh, and it looks like the disco ball just fell down onto the floor.
Wow, a ball of glass.
That is not good. The janitors are not going to be happy about this.
A ball of glass.
Who
does? Or a ball of gas. Never mind.
I don't think the sun's made of glass, but
janitor's going to be pissed. Wow. Okay.
But it looks like it's okay. The kids are kind of sweeping it into the center.
With their feet.
That's nice.
That's
okay,
cool.
That's really nice.
That's like a very like, you know, I'll help you.
Community gesture.
You'll help me. Yeah. They're not just like, balls dropped.
Well, they have balls. Some of them, or I guess it's the senior prom. So they must have.
Dear God, I hope so.
Oh yeah. Some people are late.
Like
the prom drop. Well, it looks like the ball dropped already.
I mean, it was rigged with a carabiner and a piece of fishing twine.
Yeah, and it was a makeshift. It was a class project disco ball, so it was literally just like a bunch of shards of glass. Like it didn't really have the effect. Like everyone kind of had crazy refraction.
Honestly, it's probably best.
I'm gonna be sick.
At least my cough is gone.
Yeah, at least your cough is gone.
At least your cough's gone. Okay.
I wish we could get into that gift basket. All right.
Raffle number three.
Okay, raffle number three is it the desk yet or is there one more? There's got to be.
No, it's the big desk.
It's the big desk. Wow, and they're wheeling it in and it's huge.
Oh, it's gleaming.
It's like a giant. It's like an elf. Well, I guess he was big. The stuff was small to him. It's like a giant's desk. It's like really big.
And it is like college ready.
Yeah.
Like this.
It has a foam finger.
This is college. It's kind of crazy that I'm also betting a desk.
Oh, you didn't think about that when you said that the last raffle was a desk?
I have to tell you something.
Okay. Huh? Don't tell me this. Are you kidding me right now?
When I went to prom, I didn't win the desk, but I stole it, and that's the desk that I have now, and that's the desk that I'm.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna.
When you went to the
Fresno
to your Fresno prom,
1986. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Like.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Michelle Blaum. She won it, but then I actually like couldn't.
You what?
That night at prom.
Okay.
I did something I'm not very proud of.
Besides the desk?
In the bathroom.
Oh.
After the raffle was called.
Okay.
I saw Michelle go into the bathroom.
Okay.
And while she was trying to get her big gown off to pee, her ticket fell onto the ground. And I replaced it under the stall as quick as I could. And so she came back out with my own ticket.
Oh, with your ticket, of course. Oh, sorry.
And she came back out and everyone expected her to go to the stage. And she looked at her ticket and said,
"That's not mine.
That's not my number."
And you went.
And I said, "Wait a second.
Hold on."
I said, "Wait a second.
It's me.
It's me.
It's you."
And I stole that desk.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So you have a real.
So I kind of want to get it off my hands because it's basically blood.
Okay. I mean, I will. Look, we can just trade. I'll just give you my mower. Like,
do you
want to
trade?
Maybe. Let's see who the king and queen is.
Okay.
Later. But either way, we can maybe do a big trade.
Yeah, either way, we don't want what we have.
Either way, we do not want what we have.
Whew, that was, I've never told anyone that.
That's really huge. Chocolate Chip won the desk, so that's really awesome for him.
Perfect. Chip A.
When we come back, I think they're going to crown the king and the
jewels.
And the jewels, the queen.
The dregs of another beer.
The new.
And then you get the cold and you're like,
sip, and you're just like, oh shit, this is what it is.
Yeah, we're using the Coach's little Gatorade fridge.
Folks, welcome back to the prom. Welcome back to the prom time.
20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20,
20, 20, 20, 20, Only one kid had to go to the hospital, apparently, but just one. So that's
only
pretty
one.
Good. That is pretty good.
He had a little shard on his ear. Somebody sharded on his ear.
Someone shit in his ear and he got an infection. He had to go to the hospital.
And we thought they said shard and we heard, you know, oh, the makeshift basketball. I mean, disco ball.
Disco ball, basketball, might as well. But no, it was a big shard from the bathroom and he
was trying to switch tickets under the stalls like I did.
Yeah.
And somebody
That's a tradition, apparently, and not everyone is
kids
successful.
Are just shitty time and time
literally.
Again.
Literally.
You know, Gen X, Gen Z, Gen Y, whatever.
Ugh,
you're
Gen
just
Y
a piece
am
of
I
shit.
At, why am I why?
Yeah, right.
Gen X X out. I don't know. I'm not very good at puns, but that's okay. So, but what a prom, huh?
Oh, Stuart.
Philippa.
What a prom. Mm. I mean, I feel like
we're
no
going
one's
a little crazy. We're kind of having a bit of a prom party up here. We're
having
a bit
more
of a party.
Fun than them down there.
We're more fun than them down there.
They're just down there, like, getting, like, shit on, sharded on,
sharded
like,
on
trying,
glass
to win,
everywhere.
Trying to win adult things. And we're just up here, like, where's the dancing?
Yeah. Why don't we dance?
Like, there's glitter. Like, you're all in glitter, but, like, what else? Dance, kids, dance.
Dance, kids, yeah.
It's a little. I do feel like kind of like they're like in a little fishbowl and we're just like observing.
Yeah.
But
like
I thought
people.
It'd be more fun.
Yeah, it's kind of boring. But it's going to be fun. It's still going to be fun. It's really fun. It is really good. It's fun.
It's fun. I'm having fun.
I'm having fun.
I'm having fun.
And then at the end of the day, really, that's all that matters, kids.
That's true.
Just do what you enjoy and don't worry about the
don't worry about the haters.
The haters.
Haters back
I don't know
off.
That we have haters. I just don't know that we have lovers.
I used to have a lover. She's down there chaperoning officially.
Oh, yeah. She is here, isn't she? You haven't mentioned her once.
No. And I'm, you know, I'm working on that. And I think I'm doing a great job. So why don't we just move on?
All right. No problem. So, of course, folks, we're getting down to the penultimate or the ultimate.
Cool use of pen
moment
though.
thank you I decided I'd try it and of
word
course
of the day.
I was wrong. The king and queen are going to be crowned soon, but let's check in and just see what's going on. The photo booth looks like it's working.
It looks like they did end up flipping it back around.
They turned the whole thing upside down,
got that back on track,
so people are coming out a little bit dizzy but definitely happy.
Definitely happy. I think they're getting some very unique shots.
Unique.
A lot of New York. A lot of boomerangs.
This is not New York.
Well, she is going to NYU.
Oh, yeah. All the way across.
There's a lot of boomerangs, a lot of TikToks down there happening, you know, hashtag tag
hashtag
prom.
TikTok, hashtag boomerangs.
Hashtag.
Hashtag Fresno
prom.
Prom.
God, kill me.
The mayor's gone.
The mayor has left the building.
The mayor came in for his one little thing, and he's freaking out of here.
You know what? You know what, though?
What?
Some of these kids, like, what? Yes, we have some kids going to NYU.
Yes.
We have some kids going far away to school. And
yes.
The mayor means fucking bullshit. Nothing to these kids.
It means
then
fuck
we have
all.
Some kids that are not going, they're not even going to go to college. They're going to work at their dad's gas station. And
wow.
Seeing the mayor, that might be like one of the biggest
huge
events of their
deal
life.
For them. That's
yeah.
True, actually.
And they're all in the same gym for one night. What is
and
that?
Yeah,
what
I wish they turned the air on in the gym. I can just tell
these
it's not.
These kids are dripping
sweating,
glitter.
Sweating, and they're just sticky, wet glitter. And there's glass all over the floor. There's glitter
to the
everywhere.
Window, to the wall.
To the wall. The punch is gone.
Punch
oh, it's been,
gone.
Punch has been drunk.
And those kids thought they were hydrating, but.
No.
They,
no.
No. No. Sorry, don't work that way.
No,
thanks. Sorry. No.
Okay, so I think, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I think they're wheeling out the
the kid state. On the stretcher?
Yeah.
The Shriver.
Oh my god, he's back
he's
in the hospital.
Back. He made it back. I he's knew that back. Ambulances could take you to the hospital. I didn't know they would bring you.
I didn't know it was a round trip situation, only in Fresno.
I think there is like a Lyft discount code for proms, prom events.
Prom hospital prom, visits.
Prom hospitals.
Prom hospital.
Ooh, that would be a great movie, Prom Possible.
Prom Possible. Okay, I'm writing it down.
Yeah.
Kim writing Possible. It down on the steam that's on the window of this booth up here.
It's getting steamy down there. And we've got this little we've got this little AC in here. Oh, I know. It sounds great.
It doesn't
great.
Work. The AC doesn't work.
Oh.
Or if
I
it
feel
does.
Fine.
Yeah, of course you do.
What is that supposed to mean, store?
Nothing, Philippa. It's just like you tend to run cool.
So, yeah, I do. So what?
Well, lucky.
All right, so now they're actually wheeling in.
The stage. The platform that they're going to announce.
And so far, all these other announcements have been made
have been
from
on
the
floor.
Just everyone's just peeking, yeah. Tiptoes, like yeah. Who can see the mm-hmm. mayor? That's yeah. Right.
But this is the stage.
This is a multi-purpose room.
Yeah. It's a Jim Caffeinasium Auditorium, Avinaminium, you know, like whatever people say.
Suntana Boothinorium.
Sure.
Also.
Okay. And so the stage is literally set. And now, and who do we have to announce the king and queen? Who's going to announce? Oh, wow. That's interesting. I mean, that's a good choice, but.
A bold choice.
It's that thing of like at the Oscars, like. People presenting that are clearly never gonna win or be considered or anything.
Yeah.
I think there's an earthquake happening. It's Fresno, but you know what I mean? Like best actress. Well, that's not a really good example. Shoot.
I thought, wasn't it? Isn't it sometimes like whoever won last year?
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. That makes better. That makes more sense.
So it is, you know, it should be, you know, back from college. Oh, it's Chrissy
right.
And Mark.
Right. Okay. And it looks like, okay. Well, I was going to say Chrissy was there, but Mark was not there. But it looks like Mark is coming from backstage, from the behind the curtain. And wow, it's Chrissy and Mark.
Oh, it is Chrissy and Mark.
Oh my God. Oh, they're kissing. They're still together after all. After.
And that's what you meant by, oh, that's an interesting.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Choice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I meant. And
I love that they wheeled on curtains along with the stage.
Yeah, that was really
good.
That's
a big, big move. All right. Who?
It's been a long day.
It has.
In Fresno, Fresno
County
High.
We've been having to clean our offices today.
Yeah, talking about cleaning staff. I mean, we really had to, we got fired.
Truth be told, we got fired today.
So we had to clean out our offices.
Is that our surprise?
No, 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 no. Unfortunately, this surprise is still coming.
Great.
But okay, they're about to announce.
They're announcing.
They're announcing it. Wow, okay. And we're just going to listen for the announcement.
And they have the envelope?
Oh my gosh. and they're opening up, and she's having trouble with the envelope. She's doing a bit. She's like, Chrissy, oh, excuse me.
That Chrissy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Tarantino Quentin.
And Natalie Rich. Wow. Whoa. They didn't even come together.
They're about to come together.
Wow, they're coming together on the stage.
Whoa, it's Quentin. Is Quentin Tarantino masquerading as a student named Tarantino Quentin?
With a mask on, I think?
And High School Musical theater star Natalie Rich.
Oh my gosh, her turn.
She's looked better. I'll say this.
What was
I'll
it? The Queen that. Of the Lake and Spamalot. What was?
I don't. Yeah, I don't keep up. I don't really keep up with her.
Wow. Credits or okay, she's
honestly she could look better.
She's a prodigy.
Okay, well she could.
She's a prodigal son.
She could have had less of a deep neck, but.
Okay, well that's censoring unnecessarily.
I don't know if it's censoring. I'm just offering my opinion, which is you
that's
know.
Classic Lady of the Maybe Lake. You just have a little garb. More
taste. I know.
Well, it wasn't her choice.
So it's Quentin Tarantino and Natalie Rich dresses the Lady of the.
She's wearing her costume, Lady of the Lake from Spamalot, yeah. Originally played by Sara Ramirez.
Yeah.
No wait, maybe not originally, but at some point.
Okay.
Okay, well,
why
I know.
Why are you yelling at me?
I know a lot about it.
Well, okay.
I love John Cleese and anything that has come from him.
Monty Python, yeah.
Yeah.
In general. You're a big Python head. Yeah.
And now for something completely different. He would have stopped me for a while trying to put that into our podcast. I wanted to call the podcast that.
We should do something called, well, all right. Wow, what a pair of winners.
Yeah, it is strange that they did not come together, but that yet they were the
team. They won.
So who did you have written down?
Okay.
Time for the big reveal.
This is gonna be interesting. You want me to go first?
Yes, I asked you first. I'm getting angry.
You're right.
I'm right about that.
You're right about that. I can feel it. Okay. I'm opening up my paper and you can see it says Natalie Rich and Chocolate Chip.
Oh.
So I was pretty close there, Philippa, but not the whole cigar.
I also am wrong. I was wrong in my prediction, so I think we can still do the trade.
Okay.
Desk for more. More for desk.
Desk for more, more for desk.
I put...
Less is more.
I actually put Liza...
You can just read it. It's right there.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Let me read it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I put Jackie Williams and David Gotham.
Okay. Way off.
I know. They're not even here. They didn't even show up.
Well, they aren't even real students.
What do you mean?
No, they are.
They graduated sure like everybody Jackie. Else.
You're right.
And I think absolutely. It was Gotham David.
No, it was kidding.
No, he had a different, he was Nay Gotham. He had
a David Duke thing in there, which was not ideal.
Not cool.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Not cool.
And I take responsibility
for
that. And
you know who's really not cool at this prom right now?
Who?
Kanye.
Ugh, Kanye's hiding under the table.
He can stay under there.
He can stay. Right, okay, it's so time for our big surprise.
The big surprise.
Which is, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie Carrie.
Classic.
But
the original, not the newer.
Oh,
with
original.
What, Chloe Grace Moretz?
Oh,
no.
Miss Moretz? No, with
Spicy Mia. Spacepack.
Spicy. With Spicy. So have you ever seen
the magnificent Spicy?
Have you ever seen Spicy?
I'm getting angry. I'm getting a little bit spissed off.
All right, let's pull it. We have a bunch of old lunch
meat.
Old lunch leftovers, yeah. And it's hovering above Tarantino Quentin and
Natalie Rich. Pull it.
Ready? Let's do it together.
It's cool that we rigged this all the way up here.
I know.
One.
I love you.
Two. I love you.
Three. Yes. Yeah. Glass.
This is what you get for firing
lunch.
Us.
Yeah, this is what you get.
This is what you get.
Where's the mayor? He's gone.
Where's Spizzy? You know what?
Miss Spizzy.
I don't regret it, but I do think we need to leave now.
We actually have to go. We have to pack up really quick. We have to pack up all of our equipment, Spizzy.
We have to get all of our equipment, all of our office stuff. I have to give you my desk.
Yeah, this episode's off the rails. I have to give you a mower. Let's mow our way out.
We gotta go to your place.
I brought my mower with me.
I brought an overnight bag.
Okay.
I'm Philippa Glass. This has been the 2021 Fresno County High School Prom.
I'm Stuart. Gargantuan. Goodbye.
I'm Skewer Shish Kebab.
Spizzy, goodbye.
Sorry.
It's fully full over. I'm also recording, unfortunately. Okay, great. Go. Go.
Thanks for listening. This was the 2021 Fresno County High School Senior Prom with Stuart Glass. Nope. Stuart Gargantua and Philippa Glass.
It's a whirlwind, folks. The next episode of Imposter Syndrome will be a completely different show hosted by two totally different people. So subscribe and tune in every other Tuesday. And please, please rate and review us
on Apple Podcasts. You know, last week we lied. We said the next week would be different people, but it wasn't.
Oh, shoot.
Follow us on Twitter at Max and Natalie and Instagram at Max and Natalie Comedy.
For more lies.
This has been a Cook Rap production. That was pretty good.
That was good.